Next item is subdivision 2005-100, DK Properties LLC as a preliminary.
This 103-lot application was deferred on May 10th of this year to allow Mr. Burrow and his staff to verify whether or not the applicant be the required 51% approval to property owners for the alteration to an existing subdivision. Mr. Burrow provided us with a letter, which I have provided to each commission member for your review.
With this one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Would I be correct in that this is now part of the public record, the letter that we received from Mr. Burrow, as well as the information from the staff in terms of the number of lots?
That would be correct. It would be, actually, I suspect it's the first time that anyone on the commission has seen it, and I don't know that anyone from the public's had an opportunity to look at it. You may wish to consider to continue to leave the record open for a period for comments. Or you can vote on it right now.
Mr. Delank? Sure. Would there be any requirement that we leave the record open having received that report for the public review? Or should we treat that as we would perhaps in the way we have with traffic impact studies and have left the
what
record
you asked, open? What was left open was for comments from staff and Mr. Burr only. The record was not left open for any additional comments. That's the way I remember it. I believe that's the way the minutes would have stated.
Mr. Chairman, if I may have a moment to review that.
Can we do we have the ability to open the record to
the inclination of the commission is to make the report available and allow for public comment on the report? Is that what you're
only going to get? Yeah, I'm just concerned because nobody's seen it.
I understand. I think what the commission could do would be to move to reopen the hearing for the limited purpose of allowing comment on the staff council report for whatever period of time you're inclined to take on those additional comments.
And would that create a problem or an issue for us in terms of the number of days that the records, because we're reopening the public hearing, is that?
Yeah, but you're limiting it to comments on the report, which is now being made part of the record. So it put in a time frame.
You know, 15
cut it off in 15 days or 14 days or something.
Yeah, 14, whatever.
And then that would give the public an opportunity to see that, and then if they choose to respond to it,
correct,
that we could consider that information?
Yes. That's the point, I would think.
But are we talking about written comments? We're talking about verbal?
Written only.
Okay.
Have to be written.
And I would say filed with the office no later than, and then put a date and time on there so you're not doing it forever.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think given the controversy that surrounded the number of lot owners who've given approval or not approval, perhaps that would be a prudent thing for the commission to consider doing, to give parties that are interested an opportunity to review that information and comment accordingly.
I would agree with that.
I agree with that.
I agree.
Put that in the form of a motion?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, concerning subdivision number 2005-100, DK Properties LLC, my motion is to reopen the public hearing for the purpose of for a maximum of 15 days to give the public and those parties interested to review the information that the commission has received and to comment on in writing only.
Actually, it's a motion to defer action, is it not? And then to leave the record open.
Yeah, the motion was to reopen
the public hearing
to allow for written comments on the staff slash council report for a period of time.
Of 15 days.
Which would be, I'd say put the end date and time in your motion. 15 days is.
Well, 15 days will be August 30th.
No later than August 30th.
Received by the Office of Planning and Zoning by the end of the day on.
Close the business.
On August 30th.
Second. Is that the motion?
Yep.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to reopen the public hearing for subdivision 2005-100 DK Properties LLC for the sole and limited purpose of written responses to the staff council report that was put in the record today. That hearing will be left open for until the close of business on August 30th for the 2007 for the receipt of written comments only. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item.